forgot to hit record, so I go backwards and hit record and do this again. Jay asked how I'm doing. Fine, but tired. Jay asked how all the B2B stuff is coming together. Great. There are some actual downward benefits to you guys as well, which we'll see in update notes. Yosh said, what the dog doing? To that response, I turned on dog cam. Cyrex says, why the dog doing? Okay, we've caught up now. Why the dog doing? I don't know, they're tired. Dogs, like, mostly just sleep. This guy is going to want a W at some point after this office hours, but for now, they sleep. Let's take a look at next question. Lexus, would you know why I can't use the write or create dynamic variable protoflux node to create a dynamic variable on a duplicate slot in the same chain? And output's not found. I'm able to write one that already exists in the template slot that I duplicate, so I was expecting that to create a part as well. Ask Eucalop about that, because Eucalop opened up a bug a long time ago that I thought we fixed. But then, like, it sounds like that's still not fixed. If you do an updates delay of 2, and, like, you can experiment with that number, but, like, 2 should work, it'll work. If it's weird and it, like, doesn't make sense, just update delay to it. I actually just literally wrote some code that has the exact same thing. Where are we? I don't know why 2, but, like, 2. Let me find it for you. This is the Fruits Engine equivalent of me going, like, wait, 2. I just gotta find it. This PR's a big one. I don't aim to make my code changes large. It just sometimes it's not, like, applicable to split it up because, like, everything, like, relies on each other. But, yeah, it's like, running updates 2. So I'm doing it there as well. Dave, I hope you're still here, because I need some clarification. I see some discussion about ResPrac. It's pretty far over my head. Can you give me a brief explanation of it? I need to double-check what you're talking about. So if you could give me any additional information about what people are talking about when it comes to ResPrac, I can probably answer correctly. I don't want to do that without you clarifying that, though, because I might start talking about the wrong thing. So just, like, any other words that they're saying, like, 2 words will be all I need. Like, you'll come back on it. All right, excellent. Alpha says, how's your day today? We answered that technically twice or 3 times now because various recording-based awkwardnesses. But there we go. Right, now Shadow says, what is the origin property of the avatar raw iData's relative to? From basic testing, it seems like it's not relative to the head position between the eyes, but offset forwards a bit. Yeah, it's actually, that comes from the headset. So that's why you're seeing oddities, because it's coming from, like, slightly forwards from there. So it's based on the tracking space, not the avatar space. So look at specifically where the, like, the head, like, the head, not the prop, like, Shadow should know this, yeah, you know, the head, not the avatar head. For some context here, how avatars literally work in Resonite is you marionette them with strings. The strings are just programming-related strings rather than real strings, and you just puppet the avatar. So when you're doing certain stuff, you need to take a look at the, you know, peek behind the curtain and look at the non-puppet side of it. The user root head, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Lex. So it's like, it's based on, like, where the headset is. It's a bit weird there. I'm Aaron says, is the branding thing you're doing sort of a case-by-case thing, or are you making it so it'd be really easy to do for other clients in the future? I specifically cannot, both for my own, like, reasons and because, you know, Fruits is the ultimate reviewer of all code that needs to be changed, make anything that is, like, really specific to one person. That's why you'll see, and I think I posted it in Devlog, like, we're doing this whole thing by adding features to our Universes thing. Universes is a business application. And this client is essentially paying for that business work and paying for those features to be added to Universes. But trust me, it will be used for pretty much anyone that needs a universe in the future. Being able to remove the Resonite branding and apply a set of your own branding is like it's a really important feature for a lot of business clients. And they will pay for that privilege as well. And that is something that we only offer at that sort of universing tier. Other people will be able to use it. You won't be able to use it if you don't have a universe. I do predict that when we hit these updates go live, like, some communities might, like, inquire about a universe, and that's fine, but that becomes a sales decision and a sales process, not a I'm a user of Resonite process. It is a little bit weird, but you have to remember that, like, ultimately we're trying to make the product better on all avenues, and this business client is one of the ways that we can do that. Like, more information about, like, what's coming there, like, let me know. It's all front of mind because I've been doing it forever. Yeah, so Dave came back and talked about the... I don't quite know what's going on with ResPacks in the volunteer Discord. But yeah, they're talking about Resonite Package. So Resonite Package is a zip archive of... or RAR archive, if that's more familiar for you. I'm realizing that, like, the newer generation of computer people, they don't know how controllers work. They don't know how keyboards work. They only experience computers through a touchscreen interface, and they don't know what folders are either. So, like, we're going to get to the point where people don't even know what a zip archive is. Come on, guys. Anyway, I'm sure you do. So, like, a zip archive or a RAR archive of, like, a particular... creation on Resonite. So it could be an avatar, or it could be like an object, like a gun or something. You can export that to a static file that you can then put on a flash drive, bury in the woods, and find 3 years later, and it might still work at that point. We do have a strong commitment to backwards compatibility, but I must, like, caveat, if you do go bury a flash drive in the woods with a Res package on it, it might break, both because, like, it's in the woods, that's kind of damp, also because if it's, you know, 3 or 4 years, there's probably something unrecoverable there. We always try to make backwards compatibility changes, but at some point there will be backwards incompatible changes. It's just sort of inevitable point of computing. I've said that to a bunch of people, like, a few months back. I was talking to them and I was like, I know that, like, you know, you think, like, Resonite's going to be around forever, but at a certain point you will no longer play Resonite because, like, the underlying computer systems just won't be compatible anymore. And they're like, yeah, they will be. And I'm just like, come on, like, we're, like, you know, like, cyborgs and flying cars and, like, AI metaverses stuff. Like, programming languages are going to, like, at some point change, and underlying architectures are going to at some point change, and at some point you're going to have a quantum computer. And at that point, hey, it probably won't be Resonite anymore. We hope that you're with us for a long time, and we hope that we're around for a long time, but at a certain point, we're not going to be. And it's sort of healthy to think about that sometimes. I don't really know why I was talking about that. Oh, we're talking about Resonite packages, yeah, and burying packages in the wood. Yeah, don't put them on a flash drive and bury them in the wood, but you could theoretically do that. For people coming into Resonite, as a much more reasonable use case of them, you can import avatars a lot faster if the avatar creator provides a pre-created Resonite package. So a good example might be Aaron just picking you at random because you're the last person that spoke. Aaron makes a really cool avatar base, and they put it up for free or for money, it doesn't matter which, and they're like, you know, and everyone loves it, and they all go to Twitter and they're like, hey, Aaron, does your avatar work in Resonite? And Aaron goes, yeah, it has a Resonite package, and you can just drag in the Resonite package. It takes less than a minute. And then Aaron gets lots of sales in their avatar base. You'll get started on that soon, right, Aaron? Yosh says, I'm going to put a Resonite package on a flash drive and bury it in the woods now, thanks. It'd be good to do a time capsule. I was actually looking on the YouTube. I didn't watch the videos, but, you know, like, sometimes, like, a video will flash up and you're recommended, and you'll remember that it was recommended, but not necessarily that you wanted to watch it. And it was, like, one of the time capsules, I don't remember which, being uncovered. It was one that was inside a wall. I know that's a really specific memory, but that's just how my brain works. Like, they put, like, a time capsule in the, like, cornerstone of, like, a big building. And so they, like, sledgehammered the cornerstone and took out that. I hope that wasn't load-bearing. Anyway, I was in a time capsule. I don't remember what I put in there. Random fun fact here. If you are in the UK, somewhere near a park called Millennium Park in London, my handprints are somewhere in that park. I've got no idea why, but you can go find my handprints from when I was a child. I have no real memory of, like, what led up to it happening, but, like, my mother kind of arranged it, and we went to this, like, concrete place and put our hands into paving stones that were then part of this Millennium Park. They could, of course, torn it up or something by now, but, like, hey, that'll always be my claim to fame. You know, some people want to be on, like, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm in a random park in London, mate. What's that Nicolas Cage film where like his character's son gets like a creepy doomsday message in a time capsule? That's a good film. Anyway, do we have any more questions? The reason why I'm rambling is because there's no questions. Grey Wolf, yes, The Knowing, that's it. I think it'd be funny to, like, of course these issues get, like, complicated due to copyright, etc. It wouldn't be an issue if it was, like, a, you know, physical event or whatever, but, like, you know, like, a weekly Nicolas Cage film might be funny, right? Electronus likes The Rambling. Yeah, I'm aware that people like The Rambling, but, like, I should keep to that. It's weird, like, this as well, because it's, like, hard to explain to, like, my mother, like, the entire context of why I'm asking questions. So, like, I could, like, text my mother and be like, when was that? Like, what year was that? And she'd be like, why did you just remember that currently? And it's like, oh, well, you know, I was talking to the internet about burying flash drives in the woods. She was like, you're talking to the what? I promise I'll visit that park eventually, right? I'm going to go back to the UK eventually, and I'll try and go there. Next time I want to go to the UK, I want to go to the UK for like a little longer than I usually do. Like I went there for a couple of days over the holiday period at the end of the year. I sometimes travel through there if I'm going to like another destination, but I haven't really had, I don't want to say free because that implies that I wasn't free, but like unscheduled UK time would be good because then I can plan stuff, right? When I went to the UK, it's always been part of a flight or part of a trip that had like a very tight itinerary, so I didn't have time to sort of randomly hop on a couple of trains to get to that park. Yeah, if someone's near that park, you can probably go find me. I don't know like how worn or like how identifiable I will be. Get my name from yellowdogman.com. You can then go ahead and go find my hands. That'd be like this, like if we were like as big as VR chat right now, there would be someone doing that right now and they would post it all over Twitter and then probably lick them too. This is just like how weird the internet gets when you're at a certain scale. You know I'm right. Anyway, questions. Cyberxit, did you find the episode that you're looking for? I presume you're talking about the TV show. No, we don't think it's possible. If I go back to the UK again, I'll be able to visit a library there and watch it in that library. I can't take a copy of it, though, for copyright reasons. And I also can't take a copy of it because they're limited on the number of copies they've got. Basically, they have a VHS copy of it. And they have digitized that VHS, of course. But, like, they can't give me that digital copy. And that isn't, like, that isn't negotiable either. It's kind of weird, though, because I think the company's folded. I don't know. I'd basically have to calculate how long after that show airs it goes into public domain, put that onto my calendar, and put, like, public domain spooky children's show. And then that day, we'll have a party in Resonite. We'll be like, yo, I know this is, like, what, 50 years in the making? But here you go. Dave, I don't think the handprints are on a website. That's not why you'll have to physically go there. So if they're in the UK, good. If you're not, sorry. Although I could maybe look it up on Google Maps and maybe we can see if there's satellite footage of my handprints. This is just getting weird. What are we doing? Okay, there are actual Resonite questions, so I've got to jump back to those for a second. And then we'll go on a Google map adventure. I hope you're enjoying dog cam. Looks like it's a bit blurry. Come on, focus. Okay. Grey Wolf says, touching on branding for custom load menus, do you think there could be a simple version available under a Patreon tier? Say, for example, in the future there is a Resonite club scene and have menus custom to add the immersion and feeling of being in said world? Yes. Do you remember that you as a user have the ability to overload some of those load menus? For example, you can make your own custom world loading interface, and I think the only one I've seen so far that's done that is Easton, who replaced the Resonite logo gloopy with his head. So take a look at those, and then you can share those, right? So let's say you made, I don't know, let's say you made a synthwave one, which might be good for one of the clubs. You could share that and be like, it'd almost be like merch, right? It'd be like, hi, this event, like the Basarisk is starting up again next week. Here's a Basarisk-themed world loading menu, and you could share that. No one's done that yet, but because it's an untapped market for various things. All the universe feature does is it mandates one. So it says like, hey, Don't care what your personal one is. Don't care what the platform one is. You are loading this one that was made using ink, photocopiers, cheap suits, clip-on ties, and the weird smell of offices, which is, I've had this conversation with a bunch of people, like, looking back on offices and schools and places like that, they always had a weird smell, which was, like, more bothersome to me than everything else. That was kind of back when my nose actually worked, though. I'm allergic to something in the United States area that's pretty much making me congested 90% of the time. Projectivity says, is there a way to disable the reticle when desktop mode? No, not currently, but that'd be a great feature request. Specs is a coot. Does the move to a multi-process architecture add the potential for some OpenXR support before fully changing to OpenXR with source? Asking for some hardware features such as face tracking are accessible through OpenXR with fewer dependencies. I'd have to wait on Farouk's for that one. It depends on how we split up the architecture. Like, there is an idea, like, you could reason about it or have the idea. I'd have to look into it to see if it was actually viable, but there is an idea that you could run all of the hardware interfacing on a separate process. I don't know if the interop would be faster there, but because what you'd have to do is like run all the hardware processing on one process, send it to like the orchestrator process, and then the orchestrator would then send it to each session. So I don't know, but like there's some way there that could lead to the possibility of that. One of the things that I want people to keep in mind is that when we do move to different architectures and when we do these performance changes, new features aren't like our goal. It's good that if they happen, but they aren't our goal. Like the reason that we're doing that is predominantly for performance, and any additional features we get past that are things that we need to look at separately. Otherwise, we get this point where we're like, do multi-process architecture is suddenly like an all-you-can-eat buffet. And, you know, it's got some stuff that doesn't make sense to be next to each other, like a spring roll next to some mac and cheese, which does happen at all you can eat buffets. You're just like, this doesn't make sense. And then you're like, dip spring roll into mac and cheese, and it's really good. But you're like, this is weird. Why is this happening? So I guess, in summary, potentially. Ozzy has given me a tongue twister. Let's see if I can actually read this. Ozzy says, I recently learned that the host spawns the user with common spawners. Can you think of a way to have local users' spawners if the host is the one that decides it? You're going to have to rephrase that. I've got no idea what you're talking about. I'm so sorry. Please rephrase. Dave is asking about the park. It's called Millennium Park, I think. When we get to the bottom of questions here, I'm going to go on Google Maps and find the park. Oh my god, people have made custom loading headers. Colza made one, but all it does is delete itself if I click it. If that's a bug or a misunderstanding, like, ask more questions, we'll figure it out. Shadow made one that mounts to their hand. That's cool. That's really cool. Lux has made a common one. It's got some sort of, like, glass gloopy. Rain says, inventory space facet. Is there a way to make it refresh without a relog? No. With facets, you can change the look and the feel of something, but usually not the underlying feature set. Shadow says, was this skipped on purpose? No, it wasn't, but I can't give you exact numbers because it like, A, I don't know, B, I don't want to be wrong, and C, giving the exact numbers starts allowing you to do some like business intelligence stuff. Okay, Ozzy has rephrased their question. I'm going to read it again because that will help me try and figure out what this question is. I recently learned that the host spawns the user with common spawners. Yes. Can you think of a way to have local user spawners if the host is the one that decides it? Yes. So for context here, now I've sort of thought about this a little bit more. When you first load into a world, the default cloud avatar that you have and your user object in itself is spawned by the host, and that's so it can like set up everything. A weird side effect of that, though, is that the host is the one that spawns your first avatar. Also, if you respawn, it'll do this as well, but like it's your first avatar that you load into is spawned by the host, which is interesting because the host doesn't have access to your avatar because it's protected. And so what happens there is that the host requests a one-time ticket to be able to spawn your avatar's assets, and it cashes in that ticket and gets a one-time use spawn of your avatar. And then spawns it. That's also sometimes why when you go into a world, your favorite avatar is not loaded. That's also something you can turn off in the permission system. But sometimes when it's not turned off in the permission system, it still has the effect as though it was. And that's because that system has misbehaved or timed out or something. And that's why you'll be in a default avatar in someone else's world sometimes. We could take the system which does subsequent spawns of your avatar, which is where after you've loaded into the world, you equip an avatar, or after you've loaded into a world, you lightning bolt an avatar, or, sorry, equip avatar button. Now, it used to just be called lightning bolting an avatar, or you spawn in an avatar and then click it and use the radial menu to equip it. That is done by you. So there is a way that we could do that, but there's probably a reason that the initial spawn is done by the host. Like, there's a reason that whole system exists. Like, if it was easier to make the guest spawn it, then we probably would have done that. But I'd have to look into it on purpose. On purpose? In more detail, I mean. Okay, I have some disappointing Millennium Park news. Aaron says that they found an article about Wattman Park, which is locally known as Millennium Park, which is about the hand and footprints being all grown over and covered up. In which case, let's organize like a Resonite themed meetup at this park with some, like, you know, some shovels and some brushes and some lawnmowers or whatever. Let's dig. Let's archaeology my handprints. Could you link the article? I'll be able to tell you if it's the right place. Cybrick says, serious question. How do I make Resonite run on my computer? I'm, like, really bad with computer hardware, so I can't answer that question. There's many people in the community that can. I also don't know AMD, like, at all. It used to just be, like, number go up good, but now it's really nuanced and it's really confusing. Yeah, okay, yep, that's the park. I remember the plaques. Snow asks, if there's now performance changes, there's a chance the Quest platform can get Resonite in the store. No. So if you imagine, like, a flowchart, performance upgrades is step one, Quest compatibility is step two. And to get Quest compatibility, we'll almost have to do the performance update again, but with like a mobile-centered theme on it. What that usually will be is like making sure the assets downgrade if they're on mobile. So for example, we'd limit the texture resolution or something like that. Then there are a bunch of technical problems, and including some licensing problems on getting on Quest and stuff like that. Like we would have to enter into a formal business arrangement with Quest and Meta, and they would have some requirements there that we'd have to deal with. There may be even some financial implications there because we're on their platform now. Yes, I know that there's side quest and stuff like that, but that's the performance thing. So it's like multifaceted. Sometimes I think I should just draw these flowcharts out on the wiki or something, because like we don't have like a traditional like March 2025 we'll be doing this roadmap, but like we do have like a tech tree. And it's almost like, you know, like an RPG tech tree of like what leads to what in the engine. Colza says it's to get around the loading indicator not going away in sound. Oh, it's on purpose. You click it to dismiss it like an X. Got it. Cool. Productivity has a question. When I spawn the streaming camera, the live badge appears above my name badge. I've noticed that after I delete the camera, the live badge remains even when I go to another world. Is this a bug or am I doing something right? I think that's because mirror to display on the camera is still on. Like if you turn off mirror to display and you make sure everything says stop recording, that should go away, I think. I'd have to look into the exact conditions that cause the live badge to appear and disappear and then document them on the wiki, and then we'll have that there. Let me just open up my to-do list in AMBAT because that's a really good one. I'll also put the tech tree on there, I'm sure. Dependency graph would be the like software engineering thing of like the flowchart I have in mind. Like the dependencies between tasks that you would track on, like, I don't know, say Jira or something would be. Oh, thank you, Obsidian, for opening today's note. Unfortunately, my to-do list is on the 22nd of July right now, and I haven't moved it to today's to-do list. I'm operating from a 22nd of July to-do list. Live badge. It's actually, like, I want to look into the live badge as well, because, like, it's important to me that it works correctly. Yeah, you just need to turn off mirror display and then close the panel for it to go away. That's what I do. Like, I was just thinking about what I do when I'm done recording a tutorial. That's exactly what I do. Oh my god, kentonline.co.uk. Sorry, now we're at our questions. I'm taking a look at the... Oh my god, yes. Memories. Like, I remember I remember, and someone check I haven't missed any questions, because I'm about to talk about, like, hands in a park for, like, 12 minutes. Oh, yeah, dog's active. But, like, here is a picture of a baby getting their footprints done. I was not a baby.
Don't quote me.
I was old enough to stand at this table. I probably wasn't, you know, tall, but I was old enough. Okay, so now, if anyone comes in and asks what the camera is, just call it couch cam and call it the most, like, entertaining thing you've ever seen. Like, they don't know that a dog was there and has moved, so just call it the most entertaining thing. Like, you can't wait if anyone asks. Not that anyone is going to ask, but, you know. Let's see what's going on with this park. Yeah, why has it changed name? I'm looking at, well, like, a really big photo of one of those, like, plaques. And I can't even read it. Like, you might have to take, like, you know how they used to do, like, rubbings of, like, graves and stuff? Like, you put a piece of paper on, and you press it down, and then you rub with a crayon? That's probably the only way you're going to be able to read those. Yeah, I remember the block there of concrete. Shadow says, is there a chance we might see eye-tracked foveated rendering before or together with the source upgrade? No. Dave says, can you briefly explain what the source upgrade is about? Yeah, okay, so we currently use Unity as our rendering engine. It's difficult to kind of explain what that is until you find this image from Futurama. So this image here explains what's going on. We are the brain bug, and we pilot that character. I've forgotten that character's name. And we pilot them around to see what's going on. So, someone knows Futurama better than me. Hermes. Okay, cool. So we're using Unity as the rendering engine, Hermes in this particular case. And because of that, we're stuck to the confines of Hermes. So for example, Hermes can't fly because they don't have wings. This is a weird analogy. Let's just continue. What we want to do is replace Unity as our rendering engine with a custom solution that enables us to do all of those things, like maybe give Hermes wings, maybe change Hermes to be 200 feet tall. You know, it basically, we are restricted because of what the Unity rendering engine is and how far behind some of the technology that they're using is. For example, because we're in the Unity rendering engine, we need to use a much, much older version of .NET, technically called Mono, it's a long story, which means that we lose a lot of features. Because also we're in Mono, which isn't .NET, Mono is a separate copy of the .NET runtime written by a different team for complicated historical reasons that don't really make any sense anymore. We don't have, like, the newer features that are written by that team. For example, better memory management, better garbage collection, better performance, better optimizations that are baked into the actual language. So we would get all of that by moving off of Unity as well. So Source is our replacement for Hermes. RAP Hermes. I hope that made sense. If that didn't, let me know. There's also the wiki page about Source. I see Sarah is typing. I'm always like, when another team member's typing, because they're like, well, actually, you're wrong, Prime. which is fine. Keep typing. Dave Heiser says, who's writing Source? That's information that you can find on the Source wiki page. Electronus says, could have done a Stargate analogy. Go on, then hit me with it. What's the analogy here? There is a Stargate analogy that I use for the LNL relay. The LNL relay is the midway station. Cybrick says, Freaks Engine tells Unity, here's a cube, here it is, has this material render. I think it's actually more basic than that. It's not like, here's a cube, it's like, here's these vertices. Or like, here's this mesh. It's like more abstract than specifically cube. Although the primitives are probably Unity primitives, I don't remember. Electronus says, gold. Yeah, I could rant for another, like, hour about how ridiculous SG1 is. But I'm not going to. There's this podcast that goes through Star Trek episodes, and they talk about the, like, ridiculousness of it. Like, they overanalyze literally every single part of it, and it's hilarious. For example, like, all the episodes where they break the Prime Directive, like, blatantly. They were talking about that one. There's episodes that just don't make any sense. And they talk about those a lot. And I was like, I should do that same podcast idea, but for Stargate. There we go. Sarah's actually looked into this. It's interesting to sort of talk about the journeys to the team and the journeys to the programming space of Resonite. I, when I was looking at it, was much more interested in like functionality in the component and protofux area. So that's what I spent a lot of my time looking at. And then I started working for the team, and I don't know, now I'm a sort of expert on the connectivity and the sort of data flow parts of it. But Syro really looked at the code base from a more sort of like a rendering and performance lens, as far as I'm aware. So like they're more familiar with what the Unity stuff does, graphical stuff and mathematical stuff. Like if a code change has maths in it, I'm like useless. I don't know maths. But if your code change fetches some JSON APIs, JSON APIs are my jam, man. So like I haven't looked into the Unity side of things like much, if oh. But yeah, there's basically a set of what they're called connectors, and the connectors tell Unity what to do with our data. So there's like a mesh connector, which is like, hey, I'm giving you this mesh, bro. Can you like sort it out? And so moving over to source will be, first of all, making sure that source is stable, compatible, etc., and then writing, testing, refining a similar sort of connector style hierarchy, where Resonite's saying to the new engine source, hey, I need you to pump vertices into this screen as fast as possible. I'm reading the bottom of this park thing, and it says that sorry to learn that the Millennium Babies hand, I definitely was not a baby. NBC does still have all the information, including names and locations of handprints of those who took part, should anyone need to acquire it. Who's NBC? Because I'll email them right now. It's just like an undefined abbreviation in a news article. Maidstone Borough Council. Got it. Dave Heiser says, Unity is driven by remote control. No matter how sophisticated you make the remote control, you're still limited by Unity's range of capabilities. Yeah, it's like having a black and white TV and a color space remote. Like the remote from Click, but like all it can do is talk to my black and white TV. Like when we move over to Source, we'll suddenly have a color TV. Did you know that TV remote controls used to be sound operated? Like the remote would make a particular tone, but like a microphone in the TV would pick up and change channel for. It's crazy. It was basically like a dog whistle. It's like the movie Click starring Adam Sandler. But if Click could only operate a TV from like 20 years ago or whatever. Grey Wolf says, is there a known ETA for source or still a ways away? No ETA is available. So now we name the name of the park. Just to finish off here, we'll get a Google Map link to the park and then we're done. So there we go. There's a Google Map link to the park. I don't know what part of the park it's in. It is a big park. That's mostly because it's the UK and we actually care about our greenery. But yeah, I think that's it. I hope you've enjoyed Dog Cam. I realize Dog has sat back down again, which means you get a slightly different angle of Dog. Dog knows I'm talking about them, because I frequently call them Dog. Their actual name is Feta. Feta? Feta? See? There we go. Hi! That tail was like... Did you see that tail raise? That was cute. Hello. Okay, Dog's now in my lap, so I'm gonna take off now. It was like... on. It just went like, roop. All right, I will see you guys later. If you have any additional questions and help, I will get back to you as soon as I can. Well, bye.